The behavioral profile of present-day serial killers and mass murderers too often matches that of Robert Hansen. We need to identify those behaviors early on and take steps to ameliorate them. As a first step, the authors urge, see something, say something. If there is any good news here, Robert Hansen remained in prison throughout his 461-year-plus life sentence, spending many of them as the jailhouse barber. Hansen died of natural causes on August 21, 2014, at the Anchorage Regional Hospital. He was 75 years old. Of Robert Hansen's death, Glenn Flothy, the retired Alaska State Trooper who was instrumental in Hansen's 1984 capture, said, "On this day, we should only remember his many victims and all of their families, and my heart goes out to all of them. As far as Hansen is concerned, this world is better without him." Walter Gilmore and Leland E. Hale, June 2016. Part 1. Chapter 1. Anchorage, Alaska, Sunday, June 13, 1983. The baker snatched her off the street at 5th and Denali, right in the heart of town, where all the hookers hang out. He couldn't stop himself, never can. When he wants something, he takes it. This one's name was Kitty Larson, known to her parents as Victoria Matthew. Like so many others, she was pretty and 17. By the time she got to his house, he had slapped handcuffs on her. Then he dragged her to his basement and raped her. She'd had strange sex before, but nothing like this. "Tell me you want it," he demanded. She started to cry, wishing she'd never gotten in this man's car. She should have known the $200 he'd offered was way too much for a lousy blowjob. "Tell me you want it, baby," he repeated. She didn't say anything. It didn't matter. He came quickly. But Kitty had other things to worry about, like how to escape. "Maybe if I go to the bathroom," she thought, "I can crawl through a window." She told him, "I have to go real bad. It hurts, I gotta go so bad." He nodded in agreement, but only after putting a thick nylon rope around her neck. He held it taut like a leash until she started to pee. When the rope suddenly went slack, Kitty dashed to the bathroom window. It was nailed shut. Shit. The sound of heavy chains rattling in the den brought her back to the bathroom door. They made a sharp ringing sound as they dragged across the floor. She stood with her toes to the doorsill, silent as a church mouse. She was so paralyzed she was almost afraid to breathe. "He's gonna kill me," she thought. "After what he did, he has to kill me." Kitty didn't wait to find out what he had planned next. No way was he going to trap her in the bathroom. The door nearly came off the hinges as she hurled it open. She stood before him, stark naked. He looked her over with tight, beady eyes. "Go back in," he said, his voice flat and demanding. Kitty had always been a rebel, the girl in the principal's office. Now she was the prisoner confronting her captor. "No," she said. "No." "I said go back in," he repeated, his voice now edgy and mean. She stood her ground. Before she could move, however, she found herself grabbed and chained to a sturdy wooden post in the middle of the den. The baker fondled the shiny silver toe chain before winding it around her neck 4 times. It was an unsettling ritual, because he clearly enjoyed it. "If you cooperate, I won't hurt you," he said, tightening the chain around her neck. And then he was standing nose to nose with her, stealing her breath, violating her sight. His face was a lunar landscape of acne scars and what looked to her like facial warts. He was ugly, she decided,